This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I've told you for so long about this Young Leaders in Action group and what they have done in our community over the past year, right? Just time and time again, stepping up and doing for others and being important leaders. And I don't even think of them as young leaders. I think of them as just leaders. You know, they have done an amazing job over the last 10, 11 months and just being out on the forefront of doing great things in our community. Brandon Condras joins us today as part of that group, and they have a an event coming up, Rise Up and Unify Youth Leadership Conference. Brandon, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. It's good to have you with us. How many members are in Young Leaders in Action?
So there are about 110 of us who meet monthly and plan volunteer, you know, service opportunities out in our community.
All right. And you guys are putting this event together, I assume, as a virtual event. You're doing it with Rotary District 6940. Tell me about this event that's coming up on February 6th.
Right. So first of all, thank you for having me on this morning. On Saturday, February 6th, Young Leaders in Action is proud to be hosting the Rise Up and Unify Youth Leadership Conference, like you said, which is sponsored by Rotary District 6490. We're going to be calling upon high school students from Macon County and beyond to join us in a fun-filled, student-led 2 hours of empowerment, guest speakers, prizes, and more. We're going to be giving away $1,000 worth of e-gift cards to those who attend and win, and we're partnering with over 20 organizations to lead and help us out. So starting at 10 a.m., we're going to be kicking off our conference with some empowerment and fun. We will have two fun game activities where students can win first, second, and third place prizes. After that, we'll move into our 5 educational breakout sessions, which are going to educate students on topics such as financial literacy, student cultural exchanges, international opportunities, inclusion and self-care, and a collegiate success panel, which is led by college students from various colleges here in town, as well as some other 4-year and Ivy League universities. After that, we will transition to our 5 empowerment breakout rooms, where we will have games, virtual service learning opportunities with trivia, and a dance contest room led by your very own DJ Tat, which I'm very excited about that one. And of course, this opportunity would not be possible without the support of our gracious sponsors, the Community Foundation of Macon County, and Decatur Rotary Club No. 18, which both of them have helped us out tremendously this year, as well as Rotary District 6490, of course. We're targeting any high school students. We're targeting any high school students, whether they are from Macon County, surrounding areas, or even from abroad. So if students would like to sign up for this very free opportunity, they should visit our Facebook page, Young Leaders in Action, and click the link in our pinned post.
Okay. And how many people are you expecting to participate?
Well, you know, it's going to be as many as we have. I think right now, the last time we checked our sign-up, we had about 70 or 80 people signed up, and of course, we still have a few weeks to go. So, you know, we're using Rotary wavelengths to try and reach some more people, and we're also promoting it in the Macon County High Schools.
All right. Talk to me about why it's important to be a part of this group. What made you want to be involved in Young Leaders in Action?
Well, I think now more than ever, it's very important for folks to be involved in their community. And especially during this time of uncertainty where you don't really know what's coming around the corner, I think that youth voices out in the community and out, you know, making their voices heard and being the change that we all want to see, that's really impactful because it's not every day that you just see, you know, you see youth wrapping presents for CASA children or delivering Thanksgiving dinners down to, you know, shelters in the Decatur area. And I think that it's a really great opportunity for me to give back to my community because I feel that, you know, Macon County has given so much to me as a student and, you know, as someone who's living here. And I love to just give back and know that my voice is heard and know that I'm making an impact on the people who need it.
What have you learned over the last 10 months?
Well, I've learned that, you know, collaboration is key. And I have never really worked with other students from Macon County High Schools before. So this has really been kind of an eye-opening experience for how to work as a team. And it's also, you know, I've developed some professional skills as to how to talk on the radio, of course. But I've also been able to work with gracious sponsors such as Dr. Jarmi Sherrod, she's our program facilitator, as well as Community Foundation President Natalie Beck. And it's been great to step up and know that I'm really making a difference in my community.
Have you learned that you have a lot more in common than you have things that separate you as you get together from a lot of different diverse backgrounds? Have you learned that there's more that you have in common?
Yes, for sure. I definitely think that we were all, you know, we're all leaders in our own communities and our own schools, and we all share that same set of skills and that same desire to make a change. And I feel like, you know, when we all got brought together, we really just found out that we're a powerhouse of empowerment. We're able to go out in the community and make that difference that we want to see.
All right. And then who is available to sign up for the, I mean, what are the age ranges? I mean, are there any sort of criteria for people to participate in this youth leadership conference?
So we're just calling upon high school students. And they, like I said, they can go to our Facebook page, Young Leaders in Action, or at YLIACFMC, and they can click the link in our pin post and sign up. But yeah, any high school student from Macon County and beyond, we're welcoming them.
All right, Brandon, we'll have all the information available at Nowdecatur.com as well. Say hello to your mom for me, and we really appreciate you being with us today. Brandon Condrits, just one of the 110 young leaders that have truly been an inspiration for me through this last year. I mean, an unbelievable inspiration.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.